When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bada bing, bada boom. Josh, Tom,
are in the room. Come on, man.
The are in the room.
Right there.
Josh filling up the womb with his liquid hot coom. Yeah. Gonna have a baby. Gonna be put in a tomb.
My liquid hot coomia.
Yeah.
My Anthony Coomia.
He's out here huffing shrooms.
Yeah.
His existence is all mankind's boom.
America's doom.
Doom, there you go. Yeah, he's got a sex engine. It goes vroom. Yeah. We doing this motherfucking recording on Zoom. Sonny Gray is hurt. He's gonna be hurt. He constantly hurts his hamstring. This is the fourth fucking time that we know of. He's been on the IL three other times.
What is this doing on here?
It's updating Discord.
Are we sure it's still recording?
It is recording.
We should just.
You just really. You're gun shy ever since the fridge broke again. That was genuinely pretty funny.
Well, it was funny just because I just was putting back a bottle where it was before, and then when I did, it just
popped it off.
Popped the thing off, which, yeah, you know, happens. A bottle of jalapenos fell out, glass bottle, made a huge
the three bottles mess. Of ranch don't help, and
yeah. Why did we have so much ranch?
I don't know.
I feel like every time I was going to use ranch, I was just like, oh, I think this is old, and I just leave the other end.
This is spicy. This is spicy ranch.
So yeah, we did that.
We did that, yeah.
And then as we were cleaning up the jalapenos, I tried putting the thing back on, or I wasn't holding it, and then the shelf came off again. And then a glass bottle of Bang Bang sauce.
Yeah. So, and then we're like, all the glass everywhere.
Opa!
Opa! And then Josh took the piece that broke off. He heated it. He taped it.
Glued it.
He did all of it.
The motherfucker's holding.
Yep. We single-handedly drove down real estate value in this area. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start putting busted appliances out on the porch. We're going to have cars with no engine block in them.
Well, you know, we did have a busted appliance on the porch with the original smoker.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't, we didn't know it was officially busted. You took it, you got rid of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Immediately.
Yeah, we ain't that
15
white.
15 minutes after finding out.
We ain't that white trash. I got new glasses. You fixed something in the house. It's great.
I know.
We have matching glasses. So, congrats.
Yours are cooler than mine. So.
Yeah, I look like a. I don't look like a pedophile. That's good. I know. I look like a 50s news reporter is what I do. They're cool. I like them. These are good specs.
I'm going to get, I told you today, I'm going to out-heap you on the glasses next time.
Oh, dude. So at VisionWorks, they hide the round glasses. Did you know that?
Yeah, in the drawers.
No, not in the drawers. They have a little inlet of the wall that sticks out.
Yeah.
And as soon as you go, it says round, and it's a whole wall of round. I was like, oh, man. Because I got my HSA card in today. And I was like, I usually get two pairs of glasses when I update my prescription. So I went and got sports ones for umping. And I was halfway tempted to be like, maybe a third one, but it doesn't sound like my insurance would have covered it. So they cover a big chunk of the first one, and then they cover half of the second.
I think I'm gonna go in there and just get my prescription, because I called them this week, actually.
You did?
Fucking VisionWorks.
Those sons of bitches. Because
I was going to go on whatever website you can order glasses on.
There's a lot of them. Yeah.
And I was going to go in there and order a pair.
They guilt you?
And I called to get my prescription.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we can't email it to you, but we can fax it to you, or you can come pick it up. And I'm like,
Facts.
I literally told her, I was like, we're still doing fax 2024? Really?
2024
Fax?
facts. What are
Do
we?
people, who even works on fax machines anymore when they break?
Great question. Yeah.
All the questions. So,
That's funny.
she's like, well, here, let me, like, I'll go ahead and print it out and you can pick it up. I'm like, okay, fine. And she's like, well, what's your birthday? And I tell it to her, and she's like, oh, your prescription's expired, so I can't give it to
Yeah,
you.
they're like that. Yeah.
And I'm like, but these are my health records. How can you not give me my prescription? At least tell me what it was. I could go to my CVS app and look up my prescription that I was prescribed for something 5 years ago. Like, why the fuck can I not just see what it was?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go and get my fucking eyes examined at some point,
Lame.
probably after the New
And then
York
they're gonna
trip.
like coerce and guilt you, like, oh,
Yeah, fuck them.
go to our eyeballs
I'm
and
like, I bought
blah
so
blah
many
blah.
pairs of glasses from you guys, and you guys changed the policy that like I could just like break glasses
You
in front of you
guys
and you would replace them.
personally attacked me. That's what they told me too. They're like, would you like the extended? I'm like, oh, sure. I finally. So like, private healthcare is terrible. We've changed banks with our HSA numerous times. I didn't have an HSA card for 2 years. I have a bunch of money in my HSA, so I had to call HR and they're like, oh, well, we send you a card for that. I'm like, when? I don't have it. And they're like, did you check the app? So I had to get in the app, new app, found the card, had to deactivate the old one. Took them like 3 weeks to send me that one. It was great.
Jesus.
So awesome. I know private healthcare sucks, and this is just for a stupid ass health
You
savings
probably had
account.
like several hundred dollars built up in there.
I had like $1,100, yeah,
Yeah.
and I don't even have much like taken up, so I was like, let's ball, let's go get some glasses. So, and then I submitted a receipt for the first pair, so tomorrow I'm gonna get reimbursed for that out of it. So cool, yay.
I realize you could get reimbursed from an HSA. That's.
Yeah, they didn't ask for a receipt, so I may regret this because I know there's a penalty for it. So I'm just gonna hold on to that receipt and probably just like read up on it.
Yeah.
I was like, usually like you have to like submit for it, and they said like next business day I get it. I'm like, this is a very fast turnaround.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to see it because it's
Oh, you're gonna call for a replacement receipt if they need it, and they're like, "I'm sorry, that expired 6 days
yeah, we
ago."
don't cover eyeball stuff anymore because your company is dog shit and we're dog shit. And if you smush us together, we make super dog
I'm just
shit.
saying, I guarantee you have better health insurance than I fucking do.
Maybe. I mean, I have shitty. My insurance, my healthcare is super fucking cheap. They pay for like two teeth cleanings a year, which is decent. And then, like, I get this thing that pissed me off about it the most. So when I had my wisdom teeth cut out, okay. Blue Cross Blue Shield, when I went to Dr. Shulman, I think his name, they're like, they'll cover 80%. I was like, great. You know, $80 a month, and I get this kind of coverage. Yeah, you know, high deductible and all that. I have to go with an HSA, but you know, I'm like at this time, I'm like, I'm in my 20s, you know, I'm not expecting to get cancer, you know. At that time, I had like 600 or 700 saved up in it. And then day of surgery, I go in, and this is when I learned that when it comes to healthcare, whenever they say like 70, 75, 80% coverage, they really mean 30%. And they tell me this like day of, and they're like, yeah, you're going to be out of pocket $1,200. I'm like, what happened to like when I came in for this and we discussed how much they're going to cover? Like, well, your insurance is only going to go up to this. I'm like, they at least going to cover the general anesthesia? And I'm like, yeah, they'll cover that, but the rest of the procedure. I was like, it was an
All right. I was
$1,800
like, well,
procedure.
don't even do the procedure. Just get me fucking high, I
Yeah,
guess.
like just get me high. I'll fucking pull them out myself. Like
Yeah,
a SpongeBob finger.
just fucking bed smoker level shit.
I've always had like a vendetta against ours, and we change like healthcare companies so often. They keep it under umbrella of like what they call, which is plan source. That is our special thing for it. But everything else within it, they switch. Like my current package is the big ass deductible and HSA that I put like,
What is your deductible?
I think it's either think it's 5,000. It's a huge fucking deductible.
Okay. Is that your max out of pocket for the year, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine's $7,900. So,
God.
yeah.
Damn. No, sorry, $50 copay. I can't remember my arcs is. In terms of like vision, they say it's like a BOGO, but really it's $125 off frames up to two. And then I mentioned the dental. I have a disability thing on there in case I get super fucked up, I'll get like, half of a
Yeah,
paycheck for
I
X
have like a
amount of
cancer
time.
policy on that.
Yeah. And then I have a life insurance one, but I didn't take that. I already have like my own life insurance policy. That doesn't suck. But all that costs like 90 something bucks a month, which is great. Don't get me wrong, but like it's still kind of ass cheeks when it's like we'll cover, three fourths, 4/5, 80%. And we lied. Sorry. Deal with it. Stay up. What are you gonna do? Be in more discomfort and pain with your fucking wisdom teeth? Have fun. That's why I have a health savings account. Bye.
Here's what you should do.
Kill
If
them.
since you have like the like if you have like a cancer policy,
Yeah, I
like
should get cancer.
get like
Super cancer, bro.
I have had that thought. I had that thought last year. I was like, what if they just found just like I don't want some terrible disease. I know how terrible it is, folks, but like just like a little bit of cancer. Just like
Yeah.
a teen like I'm talking like I have like a little mole that is cancerous, but they can just like pluck it up. And I'm like, it's a cancer diagnosis.
Like,
Like,
hook me up, dude.
yeah,
Yeah.
give me my $10,000,
10,000
please.
bucks. Yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
I'm a
that's.
cancer survivor. Like,
So I think this is what they did. I need to check in with them because remember when I thought I might have lymphoma because like it was just a bacterial infection on my feet
yeah,
or on my two big toes. So my two big toes inside of them, it's from umpiring because sweat, disgusting shoes, but they formed the exact same shape on the inside of my big toenail bed, and I was like, "What the fuck? This won't go away." And I went to the doctor, and they're like, "Yeah, it's either that or cancer. Here's some bacterial cream. Have fun." And like the cream took
Yeah,
forever to make it go
it was like a
away.
month and a
Yeah,
half.
and I was like, "I might have fucking. This would be stupid to get. Like, what am I? How am I gonna exploit this? Is how it is. How am I gonna get pussy out of this? Is what I thought. But
Got
like,
fucking toe
yeah,
cancer.
like all from your toes. You had big toe." And like I kept looking at my fingernail beds because like one of like the symptoms of it is like your fingernail beds like discolor. And I had like I don't know if I had smashed my finger enough, but I had like a discoloring on it. It went away as the nail
Yeah.
grew up. I was like, I'm gonna fucking die
The
at the ripe age of 32. The best part of my life is still ahead of me, but like Christ, I lost my train of thought on it. So I thought I had that. Oh no, now it is. Healthcare is a scam, is what it is. So I come back. I'm like, hey, it's gone. They're like, cool. It's like, do you have a history of cancer? I'm like, I've had like polyps like removed. My family has a history of colon cancer, but I know to get checked up, like every 10. I'm gonna get one before 40. And they're like, oh, okay. Let's do some blood work and just be safe. So they took blood. This is like 6 months ago. I went in for my reappointment like just this past like or sorry my follow-up like this past week and I'm like let's take some blood work. I'm like okay, and I forgot why, and like I still don't know why. Like I've been guessing all week that they're like let's just make sure he doesn't have it again, but like part of me is like why did you need to take my blood again? Like why? For money? That's what it is, for money. Because when it charged me more, like
Yeah.
why did we need it? It was just a follow-up.
A lot of times labs and stuff like that, if it's at like a normal visit, are included in your normal visit copay. Because I've never been charged extra for labs with my
I
insurance.
don't know because I got a bill from them and then I paid it. And then there was another one. And it went to like CBS. So it went into collections. I'm like, I paid this all. Like, where you got, I paid like a copay. And then I got charged again for like the doctors. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had that. So I probably expect to get like a $50 bill or some dumb shit from them in the next month or two. I'm like, what's the use of the copay? Why am I still getting a bill from you? Anyway, it's a scam. What I'm getting at, it's a all a big scam.
Man, that was a fun time of you just being like, "Hey, it's time. I have to cream my
Yeah, it was funny. Like,
toe."
give me a sec, Josh. I have to queen my toe. And I would put it right here in my jerkin slot right here where the cock goes. And then I would grab just a big goop of it and just and then jerk both my toes off. Didn't even put it on like the part really. I did the whole toe, so yeah.
You lube them
I
piggies up.
lubed up piggies up. They slid
Yeah.
into so many socks. So
Little smokies.
little smokies, little delicious
And then
little smokums.
a little barbecue sauce in the crock pot.
A little, yeah, a little Vienna sausages, little piggies in their little blankets.
My mom loves fucking little smokies as an appetizer, and
They are delicious. Wrap them in bacon and whatnot.
those were good, but she used
Yeah.
to like literally just throw them in a crock pot with like barbecue sauce and jelly and ketchup. And then just like it
Okay.
was disgusting. And she's like, "You love those." I was
You
like,
what?
"They're terrible. They're
This is
just."
just, she would give it to you like cereal. Like, here's your morning breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Although at her party you came to, she made bacon wrapped them and put them in the
No, that
oven.
shit was
They
tight.
were, I ate
You
like
did
10
that.
of them. They were so good.
We should talk baseball.
Sonny Gray's dead.
Sonny Gray pulled his hammy his third time in like the past year and a half. He did it three times from 21 to 22, and then he was healthy with it all of last year. That's so cool. He doesn't miss a lot of time with it. And the year that he fucked it up, he made 24 starts still. But you know, it's the kind of thing you don't want to see out of a 34-year-old pitcher. So Cardinals Twitter went nuclear. We should sign Monty. We should sign Snell. Yeah, we should. They're not going to. They don't want to get anywhere near the luxury tax. Just dash those hopes. I don't know. They even held like a presser. And they're like, oh, this is encouraging. I'm like, he's gonna miss the first month. Let's just be honest. Like, be safe. Be safe. Like a month of like Libs and Thompson, I think it's a th gets us through. Anything beyond that, you know, the season's probably in the toilet. So Gray was out on the field with pitcher workouts today. He said that he feels fine, that he's also encouraging on it. We will see. Lars Nootbaar had a goofy ass injury again because he can't fucking stay healthy. Spring training's great.
Well, people are saying we should give him an extension. Mind you, a pretty team-friendly extension. Like
I mean,
7 years, something,
seven what? Like 7 years,
Like,
70 million?
it was
Like,
like, I think it was like an AAV of like maybe like 11 or 12 mil a year,
that'd be
but.
fine. I, you know, and an average big leaguer these days, I would say, is worth around 10 million.
Yeah, but I'm
You
also
know,
like,
you hate
if,
his name, I know.
no, if he turns out to be Cheeks and
Yeah.
can't stay healthy, we have like, let's not have that on the books, especially since we have him for
Yeah.
like
Look.
4 more years anyways. Why?
Sure.
I
But I
mean,
mean, if you buy out his arbitration years and then you get him well into free agency. And let's say, and I'm not even saying he turns out a star or an all-star. He just turns out to be good. He turns out to be a fine, regular, everyday major league player. And I mean, you steal that, and plus you lock him up for 7 years. Like I said, I haven't seen the particulars, but if they're like wanting to buy him out, you know, 7 years, 70, 80 million, I think is a pretty good deal. If you're confident in his abilities. So I think Lars has shown me enough to be confident in him.
I just think, I mean, he just needs to stay healthy for a full season.
Yeah, that might be
And
one thing before like doing an extension on it, you know.
that's my only gripe with him. He's perfectly fine. I
Yeah,
mean, he's got a
he's
stupid fucking
totally
name. I guess that's my second gripe, but I'll look past it.
he just can never
I'll look past
he
it.
needs to change it to something
Sorry, I
else.
don't have an
Like,
entire podcast based around the guy.
okay, you can stop. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna bleep that.
Why?
Watch this. This
Why?
pot, like, why am I the one that's like, I just wanna be friends and we all get along and we only start shit with
Oh,
Redbird Riot and Mets
they're not
fans.
gonna fucking hear it. They do fine work and they get better guests on than we do. It's fine.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, but you know, have they ever made as many questionable jokes as we have?
No,
Yeah,
and that's
you
the
know, we got
problem.
that on them. That's why
That's
we got that's why in
the
our Discord we have rabid animals.
problem.
That's what we
We
have.
do have rabid
You
animals.
know,
They're fucking awesome.
led by our favorite Balrog, Nick Scarpati. Our little
You
demon.
shall not pass your background checks.
Our little demon boy, Nick Scarpacci. Well, so Newt's hurt. Sonny's hurt. Carpenter hit a homer. Cool. Walker hit a homer. Good. Kyle Gibson was ass cheeks today. He threw 3 innings, 4 runs. Give them all up in the first. This is what we have to look forward to. Just one really terrible inning and then normal baseball pitching. Great. Libs came on, 3 innings, 5 hits. Didn't look that great. John King's ass. Hopefully he's not on the team.
This pitching
That's a
staff
mean thing to
does
say. I
make
hope he
me.
gets paid.
This pitching staff makes me want to kill myself. I hate it so much.
Yeah, and they haven't. We haven't even
Yeah.
seen Lynn go out there. So Gibby's got a 12+ ERA, or should I say Gibby? Because did you see that
That was
stupid
the
ass? Just,
stupidest fucking
oh my
dick play.
God,
Who
these
the
traditional
fuck cares?
motherfuckers. Yeah, who the fuck cares? They didn't call him Gibby
Yeah.
when he was going up. They called him worse names, actually.
Bob Gibson's in fucking heaven and he's rolling over in his grave
His
right now.
OG nickname was Hoot. Like, shut the fuck up. Kyle Gibson's been called Gibby his whole fucking career. Who gives a flying fuck what it is? I don't care. No, they don't say he's Gibby in the same that we're comparing him to Bob Gibson.
Because
We didn't lose
he's
our.
better than Bob Gibson.
Yeah, we didn't lose our mother fucking mind. What, like Sonny did the reverse numbers, like to honor Bob Gibson? Didn't Jack like try and like wear like Bob Gibson's like number? Like, who gives a shit? Who cares? It's a fucking nickname. Anyway, I shouldn't be that worked up. I
That one
don't.
bothered you.
It. I don't. It's
It's
like we have like all this going on, and then we have like. You know, like gathering the juggalos, but it's the oldest fucking people out there.
That's a chunky.
That's a chunky. And they're like, let's all come down. You can't call him Gibby. And then they harass some, or not even harass, they just blow up the car. I'm falling for it. They're manufacturing bullshit to be mad about. This is all this fucking fan base does on Twitter is find new stupid shit to be mad about. Every single day. Every day. Sonny Gray's hurt. Oh my God. The season's done. We need to get Snell or Montgomery, who we are not going to fucking get. We got to get Jake Odorizzi. Is he available? Trevor Bauer. Let's get him. He's working with a Japanese tryout league. It's chill. Chill. Relax. I don't know why I'm that worked up. I hate Cardinals Twitter, to be
I mean,
honest.
hey, I'm not one of the ones that's like vocal, but I really do want us to re-sign Monty, and
No, it'd be awesome to,
I'm
but
being delusional and hopeful that maybe, just maybe, some shit
no,
works our
you
way.
understand that though.
Yeah.
You know the dynamic. You know that the front office is not willing to go that high. Like, from what is reported, maybe they got 8 to 12 million. But you know what that gets us? Rich Hill. Congrats. You know,
Actually, there was a tweet where Rich Hill was flying into West Palm Beach,
and they're
and
like, get him up, Jim Mosalek.
it was like people in the Red Sox were making fun of it, and I was like, either he's signing with the Sox or the Cardinals are literally just going for the meme. They are going, they have, yeah, they are just like, we are going to have the oldest starting pitching staff that's ever existed. Jamie Moyer is coming out of retirement.
That would
He's
be
joining
awesome.
the
Jamie
staff.
Moore could get out still. The over under, Vegas has the over under for the wins at 85.5, and I think I'm going to put $10 on the under, but also maybe get really weird and put money on winning the division because, you know, I love my team and they're going to win the division with 81 wins. So
81 and 81.
I there's been good reporting to come out. I mean, Tommy Edman is.
Here, I'll be right back. I need a drink.
Okay, go grab a drink. What are you grabbing? Okay. No, I'm good. I'm gonna fart in your microphone. Oh man, that was wet and juicy. Anyway, Tommy Edman's hurt. He's continuing to be hurt. Management is hopeful, but I don't want to sound too alarmist. I don't think he's going to be ready, probably even by May. I have, there he is, he's back. I have little faith that Tommy Edman, who we hid how fucked up his wrist was, I have little faith that he's going to be ready in 2 months.
Now, Tom, we played that recording from the press conference where they announced Tommy Edman. Might miss some time, and as far as I know, Mozeliak was
Encouraging.
pretty clear that what happens happens. He was pretty upfront with the media. You know, he might have talked like this in the microphone whenever he answered the question, but I mean, he answered the question. So
This team's gonna be a mess. This first month's gonna be rough. I think it'll get better though. This first month's really gonna suck though.
hey, but at least Yamamoto looked like cheeks in his first
Yeah,
game.
everyone was like, look at these hits he gave up. I'm like, yeah, those are legit. Those are, yeah, I know it sucks. They're soft grounders, but literally deep in the hole with Gavin Lux's like fucking surgically repaired
Well,
knee
and he
glass
walked
arm.
like three or four guys, too.
Yeah, no, it was good. Good. Fuck the Dodgers.
Fuck the
Fuck
Dodgers.
the. What's up, Ninja Nation? These are the three reds that Yamamoto gave up.
I mean, I'm just gonna say I know any team can defer money. But like the way they fucking did that is, that's like the whole you know what it reminds me of almost, if I'm gonna relate it back to politics, it was like when McConnell in 2016 or 2015 wouldn't let Obama put another Supreme Court justice on, because
No, and it fucked us for
it's
the
like,
rest of
oh,
our
we're just like
lives.
breaking all precedent. We're just
We are.
paying them not we're paying them slave wages in California,
Yeah, no.
essentially, to just field a better team despite us having all the money to spend. We just don't want to pay more into a luxury tax. Like,
Yeah.
get the fuck out
The
of
only
here.
slight difference is when Mitch McConnell dies, I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to rejoice. That guy has fucked over so many people for generations.
That's fair.
Cocksucker.
The Dodgers.
The
I don't want the
Dodgers.
Dodgers to die.
I don't want to die. They're a good organization. You know, they take care of their play. Like, you know, we've said a million times. You know, free agents and people trade it there. They like to be there. So good for them.
Well, it's also one of the best cities in the world to live in if you're wealthy. I
Yeah,
mean,
if you have
so,
a ton of money.
like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Trevor Bauer news though, because we're on Bauer watch. Yeah, he's with a Japanese tryout league called the Asian Breeze. And they announced it in Japanese on Twitter. And then the only thing I saw was at Bauer outed.
Yeah, and you
His.
commented on something in Hawaiian on top of it, so.
No, I just put ha 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 like 20 times
Yeah,
and then it
but
translated from Hawaiian. I was like, oh no, now I have to make fun of Polynesian people. I can't. Ah, you know, there's only so much hate in
your
my heart.
goddamn sauce of Chick-fil-A poisoned me. It's on recall, apparently. Actually,
Oh,
it's on
Christ.
recall.
I mean, we'll see if we can use this one. How about you go back to Volcano where you came from? Go versus the mountain?
Fucking pineapple eaters.
Don't. Oh, okay. I was worried.
No, I was gonna pull a Tyler.
Yeah, no, Tyler. Yeah, Tyler, it's the easiest one.
Yeah.
We'll never talk about that again. Trevor Bauer is so desperate. No team will sign him for league minimum league or with a minimum
He
salary.
got taken to the house by Marty Mush. What do you
Yeah, he got he
expect?
went. Yeah, he Marty Bush has a 300 on base percentage against
I
us
want
this year.
Marty Mush to go into that league and see.
I'm Marty
Sorry.
Mush.
I got emphysema.
I'm Marty Mush. My lungs are located in my hips. The top half of my body is it's complete solid gelatin.
It's goo.
I am suffocating every waking moment of my miserable fucking life. Yeah, he's with a tryout league. No one wanted to sign him, so now this tryout league plays, I don't know, exhibitions. He's just gonna try and dazzle MLB orgs that way. And you know, he gets to face the Dodgers, gets to face his old
The
teammates.
fucking Dodgers.
I read an article that Bill Chaiken wrote where he's read for the LA Times, and the gist of it is he was role playing as a MLB exec, and he was interviewing Trevor Bauer as if it was like, you know, a faux job interview, and him and Rachel Luba were there, and I read the transcript of it, and it is a motherfucking nightmare to say the least. So if you guys want to waste your time with it. I don't want to say waste. It's good writing. If you guys know the gist of it, MLB suspended him. He's been trying to clear his name. He's been besmirching like Lindsey Hill, besmirching all his three other accusers as well. MLB got the same amount of evidence that was used in Hill's case. They had other testimony, a specific one on a woman from Ohio. They had all that available to him and still suspended him, gave him the longest suspension in league history. So, I don't want to carry too much water for, like a private organization. I mean, certainly people are, there's cases of, wrongful arbitration, but I'm gonna probably say MLB got this one right with him. So,
You know what team he should be playing for?
what?
He can play stateside.
It's
But
he's playing.
he needs to
It is
play.
travel. It is stateside. He's playing travel baseball. So the same way that.
Oh,
Like a
God.
fucking 14-year-old, but the Asian breeze is out of Phoenix,
He's gonna
Arizona.
be in the fucking Kelso Classic fast pitch softball
Yeah, I know,
fucking tournament.
getting tanks hit off of him by fucking guys with beer guts.
Oh, dude.
What a loser, Jesus Christ.
Well, I think he should be playing for the Buzz.
The
You
Buzz?
remember Major League Three, the
Yeah,
Buzz? Yeah,
Buzz.
yeah.
Yeah.
Be playing with that, with them. Oh
He
no,
gets taken
and then
yard by Marty Mush.
I think Walton Goggins is in this
Walton
movie.
Goggins.
Yeah,
Yeah, that'd
he's
be
like the
good.
power hitter.
Yeah.
He's the young stud on the come up.
He's on the coming up and up.
Yeah.
I haven't not seen this, but I'll roll with it. I just like the idea of Marty Mush taking him deep in a softball game and he just talked shit. I was like, throw that shit again. Hold on, I can't breathe. My emphysema.
Hey, oh, Scott Bakula is also in that movie.
Blackula. Scott Blackula.
Bakula.
Bakula. I didn't say Bakula.
Yes, you did.
No, I
Yes,
didn't.
you did,
You fucking
motherfucker.
lying,
You
gaslighting
fucking did.
slug.
So
You
he's
slimy,
Slug.
gooey
All
slug.
right, you can't just win the argument because you come up with better insults for me.
Bakula.
Deflect, deflect, deflect.
Bakula. If anyone wants to go through, what episode is this? 207? The first 206 episodes and find that so I can finally put these demons to rest
I'd
on
say it's
Jock.
probably around like the episode like 50 plus. You can probably skip about 50 in. So
Yeah.
that should narrow it down. At least.
I swear I always smell back. You know what I bet?
Because I made a comment immediately afterwards. I was like, it's Bakula. It's not like Dracula.
Dracula. I bet I used to say Bakula and someone told me Bakula, and then now it got reversed on that one. Near that, I probably heard someone say Bakula.
Yeah, it was probably your bitch of an ex-wife. She can't fucking speak.
I'm gonna kill her.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just drive around Jackson looking for it.
Shout out to the devil.
Shout out to Balrog.
We stand ball on this podcast.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. Is there any other baseball news? I think we covered it. I
All
hate
right.
baseball.
Trevor Bauer. We got
My dick.
your dick. We
My
got
dick.
Yamamoto.
Yama.
We already talked about Matt Chapman signing, right?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Let's see. The Cardinals lost again today. Because of Kyle Gibson.
Kyle Gibson, he ain't do you have any hope for him? He didn't walk anyone. He was very efficient. Only 50 pitches in those three innings.
I don't really
Because he's a dog, dude. He's a dog.
give a flying fuck about this team at this point. Like they're gonna have to catch fire for me to really be like, this is fucking it.
Well, I mean, they kind of tore ass up in spring, and you had Walker and Wynn. They were really good, so that gave us a lot to talk about. But Walker is first tank, so it, that slow start they had to the spring, it seems like some guys are eating up. And credit where credit's due. I know we besmirch him a lot in our Discord. You okay?
Yeah, I'm just burpy because I'm chugging
Ooh,
that
juicy
carbonated water.
peach.
Yeah, juicy peach, pure aqua.
That's what you call your quarter four, right? That juicy peach, eh,
Call
brother?
that a fucking whoop. Fucking boop, boop,
Josh is inventing
boop,
slurs, I guess. Slurs we've never heard before.
Yeah.
Blip, blip,
That's not a chunky, that's a That's a fucking morbidly obese
Oh man.
slur. Yeah.
Oh Christ.
Yeah.
That's yeah, that's a
Yeah,
No, that does work, yeah,
that's
'cause
not chunky. That's definitely not dummy thick.
that's a
That is,
blimpy.
yeah.
That's a blimpy.
That
That's a blimpy's baby.
is the fucking mother and What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
I don't know if this will hit with you, but I made a joke. Oh, God. One of my best friends, we watched it the day after we spent all night drinking.
Guyler,
Yeah. And no, not God. Ryan.
Brian.
Ryan. Not our Ryan. Different Ryan. I need friends with more interesting names like Thad or
I
Bill.
mean, you have a buddy named Thor.
I do have.
That's
Well, what's his actual name?
oh,
It's three of them. It's fucking three
Brian.
of them. God damn. But so I've joked about how like Juliette Lewis at the end of the movie made us lose our shit because she sticks her head out and she yells at Johnny Depp. Like in that voice. And like it fucked me up. Like
She's
I'm,
truly hideous.
dude. She's punk rock. I mean, so she.
I wish she was you know, she wears lots of acid wash jeans. I wish they acid washed her face. I wish I just threw all of
Just
her inside.
molten, just a molten skull.
What she looks like, her
She
face looks
looks,
melted.
she's dark man. She becomes dark man.
It's like the House of Wax. She kind of looks like that guy.
So, damn it. So, Gilbert Grape's mom's really fat, authentically. I don't, you seen the movie, you know, she's got a bit of a problem. And we try to avoid making fat jokes because Josh and I are big dudes. We also kind of think it's, kind of low hanging, right?
Yeah.
It seems like a
And
lazy
by no
insult.
means, for the record, am I associating with quarter four with the thing of obesity by any means. No.
No, he's
I'm
just
merely
mad at her
saying that
sister.
in this hypothetical universe, the slurs I'm saying are so horrifying that they are not, in fact, chunkies. They are obese.
He gets locked up for him.
I just want that to be on the record.
There's so the part in the movie where his mom's like, is he her upstairs or downstairs? She dies upstairs. I know. Spoiler alert. She starts stomping her feet because she's yelling at like Gilbert or his fucking brother. And like, I don't know if this is gonna hit with you, but this made Ryan and I still laugh about it because it was a stupid joke. I didn't even think it was funny. I was just fucking with him, and he loses his mind every time I do it. And we watched this 12 years ago, but like, we're watching it. And she starts banging her feet, and I scream in the fattest voice I can muster, "Which pizza's the best?" And he, I don't know why that made him like, I don't know. That's what reminded me of when you said Gilbert Grape's mom is just, which pizza's the best?
Well, no, I think that's also the scene where fucking John C. Reilly's in the basement trying to fix the floorboards to make them sturdy enough to like have her,
How the fuck did they
and he's
make that
like,
movie?
oh
God.
my God, oh, the dust is rattling.
I need to rewatch it because they have Leonardo DiCaprio, who's playing, it's a thing we bleep a lot. He's playing a mentally
Bleeping this
disabled.
episode, actually.
Yeah, he's playing a mentally disabled kid. And then you have his mom, this humongously fat woman. And they're like, we're just trying to exist around it, saying the quiet part out loud. Your mom's so fucking fat, we need steel in this house. Like, I just remember his mom dies. And she's like, I want to save her the embarrassment because they couldn't like bring her out normally. I have to like get a crane and pull her out of the fucking window. So I burnt the house down with her in it. And I'm like, why did they make this movie? Like, why did they make this movie now?
Why is it like one of the most
I'm Donnie.
it's like one of the most well-respected movies too?
Leo, yeah, DiCaprio got nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean,
We should rewatch it and be fucking horrified by
I've
it.
seen it I mean, within the last 2 years, I mean, it's a good film, but it's also
We
like,
need Bradshaw with
why
his
is this
media
the
literacy.
story? It's just like, yes, I'm Gilbert and I have to take care of my family.
This is a regular drama.
And
I'm fucking
I have
Mary
a real sister
Steenburgen.
who's just like a huge bitch all the time. Like, I have an older sister who's like genuinely a great woman and does a lot for the family. She does way more than I can.
I'm in love with a burn unit, Vixen.
No,
I'm in love with Dobby the Elf.
I'm a oh God, who yeah, who's he? He's fucking
Juliette
what?
Lewis. That's who he's. Lo
Yeah, it's
oh, well,
Juliet.
he's fucking Mary Steenburgen, who is aces.
Yeah, she had a little halter top on, looking tasty.
Looking okay.
And she's like, "You want some ice cream? My husband fell over in the pool and drowned in like a spoonful of water."
Oh yeah, I remember that. Gee, what a stupid movie. Holy shit.
Oh shit, Arnie's up on the fucking
Oh
water
my.
tower. God damn
Yeah, that's
it.
what his brother's name is. Oh my God. What a stupid movie. Holy shit. We should watch it. Oh my God, we would be so respectful to it. We should make Nick watch it. What
I
the
think I'm sure Nick's seen it.
He has to have seen it. I'm surprised he hasn't attacked one of us in the group chat with a certain character from that movie.
Yeah.
So,
Gus.
Gus,
Yeah.
the
Oh,
totally.
forgot the burger barn.
I'm here to eat. I'm gonna fix this basement. I'm gonna eat some
They
pussy.
fry the fries in canola oil. That's why it tastes so good.
Oh God. It's making fun of small towns. You can't be making fun. Can't be making.
We had a, it was funny because that was the name of the restaurant that he starts working at, his Burger Barn. And then for a while in Cape, I never ate there. It closed, but we had a place called Fatty Patty's Burger
Oh my
Barn.
God.
And I'm like, I refuse to eat at this establishment. I need to lose 80 to 90 pounds before I even step foot in this place because I'm no.
My brother made his own barbecue sauce they would sell, what he called it,
What?
Fat Boys Barbecue. And I'm like, can we like just can you just call it Kevin's special gooey sauce? Like anything but that. I'd rather have just called it that.
Snarf and hogs slurp juice.
There was a Snarf. He just hard reset my brain. What did you just say?
Snarf
Snarfin'
and
hog
hogs slurp
slurp
juice.
Snarfin'. I don't. I'm gonna have to draw. I'm gonna have to draw what that label looks like now. Snarf. Get some snarfin' hog slurp juice. The kids love it. Come on down and pet Snarf the hog and get some of its slurp juice. Don't worry, kids. He can't feel it. Snarf and hog slurp juice. 18 and over.
The snarf and hog is just like, my body is your communion.
My body.
Drink from me, stab yourself. Drink from me.
My body is your commitment. Drink from me. Well, that was cool. That was a good one. Just a really cool hog that is, I guess, part of samurai culture.
Raise himself. Oh, America.
Snarf has brought great dishonor on House Hog. My body is your communion. Slurp from me. Oh boy, we cooked that one. We smoked that hog.
As we're saying it, and I'm like, we're not gonna get any reaction from that name.
It's not even the name of it.
Then you just
It's describing it. Snarfin' hog.
Snarfing hogs, possessive, slurp juice.
So let's break
The
down what is it?
barbecue is so good to the snarfing hog. It's the one way the snarfing hog will cannibalize another pig because he puts his slurp juice on and that barbecue sauce and line of barbecue related products such as rubs is so fucking good that he Doesn't mind doing what those guys did in, you know, the mountains in that one movie. What, you know, they're like Peru or whatever.
What does it mean to start? Are you okay? Are you talking when you call them? Is
Snarf and
Snarf and
Hawk.
Hog like Snarf from Thundercats? Is that what that hog looks like?
No, it's like a very like sweaty like.
Okay, that's what it means. So snarfing like it's an adjective, or he is snarfing like the verb.
It is.
He's actively
It
protruding slurpy sweat.
is. It's like if you combine an adverb with a noun,
Okay.
grammatically. He is both a snarfing hog, but also his name is Snarfing Hog. It's kind of like the defense that
Like Black Ranger, Yellow Ranger.
no, more like whenever Hulk Hogan, also known as Terry Bollea, sued Gawker and like
Yeah.
bankrupted them because he had to make the distinction that the Hulk has a huge penis, but Terry Bollea, that is a character. Terry Bollea has a normal penis. It's kind of that same distinction, Tom.
Okay. Let's never speak of this character again. Let's only do it if we get enough people to follow us for a live show. That'd be
Yeah.
cool if we can do a live show.
Snarf.
Snarfing. Okay. Well, I mean, maybe we retire Cromwell Champ. Who gets the
Snarf.
snarfing bottle of slurp?
The Snarf and Hogs fucking slurp of the week. Oh yeah, I'm gonna slurp. I'm gonna snarf too.
He's a sexually
Yeah.
deviant, sweating pig.
I'm just kind of now I'm like almost imagining like that story that Artie Lang tells where he was doing cocaine, but on Mad TV they had him dressed as a pig and he was in full like pig like latex makeup.
Yeah.
And mid shoot, he needed cocaine, so he drove off and he had to get back to set. And he's driving, and this woman sees him with a pig nose and like the whole fucking makeup doing cocaine in a car. And it's like, only in LA, right? You're gonna
Only in
see,
LA,
yeah.
baby. That's a snarfin' hog
Yeah,
right there.
that's a snarfing hog right there. He's sweaty, he's greased up, he's high on something.
You know what, when you say that and describe it as, you know what it reminds me of? There was this PS2 game that came out that my dad bought me, which definitely did not win him Father of the Year points. It was made by Rockstar. It was called Manhunt, and it was you're a convict that gets rescued from death row, and you get put into where you have to kill people for a snuff film director. And one of the characters in the game is named Pigsy. And it's a di
Pig see?
Pigsy.
Pigsy.
It's this like 7 foot guy dressed as like wearing a pig's carcass, and he chases you with a chainsaw. So when you describe the snarfing hog, I just picture that guy. I'd be like,
That's
I got some slurp for you. Just chasing him. Chasing him with a fucking kids with a chainsaw.
he'd be like, giggle life farted.
And the kids are happy, like they run away from him, like snarfing hogs, big
Snarf and
slurp
Hog
juice.
slurp juice.
Wow, this dominated like 20 minutes of the episode.
Like
We talked about hamstring. What other Cardinals baseball podcasts?
I do have a comment on the hamstring thing though.
Yeah, they're
And I'm
delicious.
not a scientist here, folks. Sure, I did pretty good in college in my gen ed science courses, but you know, I'm merely a man. Why don't we just shoot his fucking hamstring up with a bunch of stem cells? Like, give him like the Joe Rogan shit. That's like,
Like Gene Hackman in South Park?
sure.
Sure,
Yeah,
yeah.
shoot it up with fucking stem cells. Heal that bitch quicker. It's gotta be better than cortisone shot.
I'm an idiot, so yeah, that sounds great.
I mean, if you use embryonic stem cells, baby, that fucking will regenerate any tissue.
Yeah.
Like,
What? Josh, go a step further. Why not adrenochrome? Why not this
I'm
sweet?
with you.
Why not that sweet
We can use Brad
child
Thompson. We
elixir?
can use Brad Thompson's kids. I don't care for the blood.
Sonny, please drink the adrenochrome out of my kids, my ugly ass kids. Oh my God, they look like the aftermath of a car accident. That's what they look like. I call these kids pile up, is what I do. Oh man,
Jesus.
those poor children.
Yeah.
They're buying
Infants are not
kits.
babies, Danny, or Sorry, Sonny, you're gonna have to
You're
go
gonna
up.
have to put him down yourself, Sonny. Here's a double-barreled
You're gonna
shotgun.
have to suck my kids dry.
Come with me, Sonny. I got him tied outside to a post. Here's a double-barreled shotgun.
Man.
What other Cardinals podcast makes jokes about Brad Thompson having ugly children that get shot? What a
Not one.
not one. Not one.
Not one.
Not one. That's why I don't know why Joe Biden keeps saying no to us.
Yeah, it's the State of the Union. Tom, what is your State of the Union?
My State of the Union? Double the bread, double the head, bro.
I like it. I like
Dude,
it.
yeah. Don't kill myself at work or the people I work with. That'd be good. Finish that fucking docuseries so I can write another one. That'd be even fucking better. That's about it.
Oh, I like it. Where do you stand on the price of foreign goods and the ongoing disasters of the world and
Oh, we should raise the
wars?
price on them. If people really want to save their lives and feed their loved ones, they would pay top dollar for
Supply
it.
and demand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they can't, well, it's less mouths to feed.
It's a lot of mouths.
That's how you solve world
And
hunger.
what we're going back to, this all relates back to, fuck the dentist. Because if there's less mouths to feed, there are less mouths to pull teeth from and
There
fuck
are.
with. And we will tumble this fucking tooth-laden tower.
You imagine like universal healthcare, like just pissing dentists off because like people with bad teeth would get it treated for preventative care, and then these dentists would be like, I have no fucking
We could single-hand.
all these fucking all these rural hillbillies have full sets of teeth thanks to all this goddamn national healthcare service.
Bro, if we had universal basic healthcare, we could literally,
Gives me
in a
STD if
way,
you want.
commit genocide against every British person. We
We
could
could, yeah.
ruin their culture. You know how powerful that is?
Yeah, because it would literally erase their
Erase the
culture.
race.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't have fucked up teeth. You're not British unless your teeth literally look like a fucking crash piano, is what it is. Like, and yeah, if you did that, well, like, yeah, they would cease to be British
I
afterwards.
mean, I'm pretty sure British dentists just do the thing where they like Tom and Jerry it, where they drop a piano on their heads, and then like whatever piano key teeth don't fall out, that's what they have
They always
for
put them under, and then they just take a hammer and just beat the shit out of their mouth with
them.
it. And like, 'cause
Peaky
yeah,
Blinders.
no, it's a ritual. It's a British ritual known as the teethanine,
A
where
ritual,
when
if
a
you will.
young British adolescent who has perfectly normal human teeth, at the ripe age of 13, they get brought in for their first dental checkup. They get put under, and then
Take a hammer.
yeah, and then they play the Pogues because that McGowan guy, man, his fucking chompers. So they play Dirty Old Town while a dentist beats the shit out of their unconscious mouth with a big cartoon mallet. And he's like, "Oh, son, I did my best. But your teeth are fucked. They weren't fucked when I came in here. They're fucked now."
Snaggly.
Get out of here, Snaggletooth.
Man, I'm really glad I don't have a snaggle tooth.
I'm happy too.
Yeah.
That I,
Oh
Josh, if you had a fucking Snaggletooth, I could not express to you how difficult it would be for me every single day not to make fun of it, not to like point at it, not to just stare at it when you're talking to me. If you had to just fucking.
I just keep like licking it, like.
Yeah, like a saber-toothed tiger, like a card, like just a big curved tooth that goes like right down here. I'd be like, "What the fuck? Has he got a birthday hat in his mouth?"
Oh,
Ordity
Tom.
I'll be like, "You're a blue tooth, is what you are." Whoa, whoa, yeah.
Man.
Teeth are stupid. Let's get. We don't need teeth anymore.
Honestly, George Washington had it right. Let's get wooden teeth.
Yeah, I want to get little bitty, like strobe lights.
Oh.
I go like ah, and it's a party in my mouth at
That
all
would
times.
be cool.
Yeah.
I think I would like to get mini, like, make my teeth out of crackers.
Okay.
Not the
Yeah.
most durable, but very affordable.
I
And
would
I can just
get
pop in some new crackers.
the little Lego guy heads and just put them in there, and they
Oh,
would be screaming
that'd
and
be
shit.
tight.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
What are some other tiny things?
We could put it. We could. What are some other tiny things we could use to replace our chompers, so that way we can have some fucking snarfing pigs, snarfing hawks. So little Lego guy heads. We would do. What else could we do? Thumbtacks. We just bite people
Oh,
like that. That'd be cool.
that would be, that'd be,
You could
it'd be
do.
like sharks.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff Elon Musk should be working on. Like stuff
Yeah. Not.
like fuck your cars. You can try and colonize Mars. I don't know if you go and die horrifically.
I've got a cybernetic enhancement for Neuralink that will turn your teeth into police sirens. Like, woo! We will use Grok artificial intelligence to.
Elon would only put that in like underprivileged neighborhoods too, just to call the police on more black people.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be
Yeah.
surprised if they tested it out and did some
Yeah.
Tuskegee experiment
Yeah.
shit on people, you know?
I mean, obviously, due to its geography, Compton was the ideal location to for this trial run of police siren teeth.
Yeah.
We also have
Cops with police
we
sirens.
all have visited Detroit. And lastly, we want to wrap up in a slightly smaller but yet suburban area, so we went to Ferguson, Missouri.
Yeah.
Those were the three.
Cool.
And Kenosha, Wisconsin is the next.
Kenosha. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do, folks?
What are you gonna do? So, all
We
right.
should get little baseballs there, little cardinal baseballs for our teeth.
Maybe we get our
I
teeth
feel like this
burnt.
is what 5-year-olds like. I don't want teeth anymore. I want teeth. I want them to be Pop-Tarts. I want Legos for my teeth. I want PS5s for my teeth. I want fucking Roblox.
Roblox cards.
If I want Roblox for my teeth, Mom. This is why Dad left you.
Oh, I imagine like The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Teeth.
Last to bust. Yeah.
Oh wait, no, not The Last of Us. What's like the animated game that the kids are fucking crazy about?
Oh, fuck. Kingdom Hearts?
No, it was like a shitty
Animated?
game, kind of like Minecraft, but it wasn't. It definitely was not the style of Minecraft, but it was like that level of popularity. Among Us.
Oh, Among Us.
Yeah.
Among Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, have the little Among Us guys as our
Yeah.
teeth.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, look up. I'm sus. Yeah.
Maybe we could just get like.
Teeth are overrated.
Why don't we just have steel teeth? Why has no one
That'd be
gotten.
cool. Like big
Yeah.
steel chompers.
Yeah. Why have we
Be like
not.
Jaws from 007
Yeah.
movies. Yeah.
I mean, I understand
Just
that if
like.
we had sharp steel teeth, we would probably bite our own tongues
Oh
off.
man, can you imagine showing those when a woman's like, go down on me? You're
No, I'm just imagining you're on a date
Scooby-Doo.
and you're eating fucking like a salad, and then you're just like, oh fuck!
You know,
And
I
you
ain't
just
gonna
went
fucking.
straight through the edge of your tongue with
I
like.
wouldn't be eating salad, I'd be eating like sheet metal. Like the Iron Giant.
Fucking, what's her face? JFK's wife.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Jackie. That
Yeah.
fucking horse.
Yeah, she ate sheet metal.
She did. Yeah.
Also, I feel like
That's why she had her husband killed. He
I feel
wouldn't
like
let her.
Mary Todd Lincoln also ate sheet metal.
Well, he didn't. She ate boilerplates, is what it was. That's how
Yeah.
the Union won the
Yeah,
war.
actually she was like actually crazy.
Yeah.
Mary Todd was a little loony.
Bruh, behind every great president is a crazy ass
That's
bitch.
right.
Ripped Nancy Reagan the throat goat, motherfucker.
Oh, Ronnie.
We had our hours.
Yeah, I'm sure we came in here like what, like
We came here at
9:45,
9.
9:50.
Yeah.
Had to fuck with your computer.
Had to update it because Windows sucks. So,
All
yeah.
right, Tom. Who is a? It's. Repulsive. Oh, I didn't
That's
mention.
healthy.
I have an idea for us, and Nick did not say no.
What is it? We
So,
hunt Nick.
as manager of Noir Days, due to recent events that have transpired,
Light of recent
I
humiliations.
think that we can possibly fill a void. And that void is that while Nick and the band is playing, we take off our shirts, me and you, we get greased up, and we have ceremonial blades, and we just like duel in a circle, like next to the stage.
Muad'Dib,
Yeah.
Muad'Dib.
Like it's like this very slow,
Get the
sensual
dude
kind of
sounds it.
thing. Yeah, that's the one thing that would work for.
Yeah, that's what we do. Right in the middle of name of the game.
Yeah.
Hurts so good. It's like the Manchurian Candidate. That's our code words. Like, must knife fight Josh.
Exactly.
And our knives are made from like chicken bones or some shit. They're made from large bones.
It's Auntie Ethel's special.
Oh, hello there, Petal.
Yeah, petal.
I put Marine into my pussy.
Imagine if that's what Auntie Ethel did. She wanted to have a baby, but she wanted that baby to be birthed from within her, but inside another woman within her. It's like a human turducken.
I'm making a super hag.
A
Hello,
super hag.
Petal. I'm making me
Excretions will make your mother evil.
I'm making a hag within a hag within a
Cubed
hag. A real haggis.
hag. Yeah. So, like, I mean, what are your thoughts on that idea?
What?
Us, we're
Knife fighting
we're
at a concert?
we're
Not
replacing
even
musical
concert.
elements with a musical spectacle.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Or
Yeah.
you could arrange pyrotechnics, whatever you're up.
I like explosions. We should rig explosions throughout the venue.
Like pressure cooker bombs.
Yeah, yeah, we get a pressure cooker, we get by a bunch of fertilizer, we get some nitroglycerin. Yeah, that's what we should do.
Yeah.
We should rig it to blow. And it
And
should go
then
down like the hospital in Dark Knight.
everyone thinks Nick's dick is just so big, but it's actually a pipe bomb
No,
in
we blow it up. And we're like, Nick Scarpacci did that! Fucking murderer! Yeah. The WAP bomber strikes again.
Yeah, I might play your club. I might blow it up too. I don't know yet.
Let's just say if not enough people
Yeah.
show up.
Yeah.
Be a night no one will forget.
You don't give me a cut off the door and all the all the ticket sales.
Yeah.
Well, bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye
Let's light this fuse.
bye.
Let's just say the show's gonna be dynamite.
Then we find out Nick's a tiefling and he like makes up fucking fire with snapping his
He's
fingers
a
and
Cambion. Yeah, he's Raphael. Hello, I am Raphael.
Man.
If you don't get me, that the Crown of Karsus.
Lucci has that game now. He was
He
playing it.
does?
Yeah.
Fuck, it's about time he got cool.
He
Has
was
he got a
playing.
PS5 or?
Yeah, I think so.
Sweet, you
I
can
think they
play
both
whatever.
have PS5, which is weird. Like, why can't you just share?
Why can't you just share, Mr. Nick? Why?
Fucking
Yeah.
Doritos, mother boy.
Oh God, Lucci's the snarfing hog.
He is. Yeah.
Oh God,
It's pretty
that's how
good.
he makes the Marty.
Fucking
It's his
mucus.
phlegm.
It's his mucus.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Is that how you described him when we were doing game night? Cigarettes, mucus,
Cigarettes, mucus,
Mountain Dew, I guess.
and Doritos.
Doritos.
Yeah.
God damn. That. Man, if someone used those three things specifically to describe me, I'd kill myself. Cigarettes, mucus, Doritos.
Oh,
None of those.
fucking
None
Eagles.
of those.
Eagles, am I right?
None of those are healthy. None of those are something people want. None of those are delicious, that's for sure. Like it nothing good coming out of that
Don't know
combo.
if he snarfs as he fucks. Like, I don't know if he's like clearing phlegm while he's like he literally does the John C. Reilly thing in Walk Hard where he's fucking and he's like, and his hair is fucking flying up.
God. She's like, is that cum or is that? Oh, it's phlegm.
That's actually, he comes out through his nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes up through his lungs.
He comes out of his nose. He shoots phlegm out of his dick. Yeah. And so the, he's a human wonderkin. He is a spectacle. He is.
Fuck.
Yeah, he sneezes. Oh man.
I do always say that, like, a good sneeze is like an orgasm for your face, and I stand by that because sneezing's rad.
It is gonna be, yeah. It really kind of clicks a little fuzzy, like, oh, like,
yeah.
Bust.
It used to make I would have like really bad stomach aches every day, and I would have like a really good sneeze, and my stomach pain would immediately go away. I told that to a doctor, and they're like, I don't know what the fuck that means. And I was like, I don't know either, but every time I get stomach pain in the morning, I have a good sneeze, it goes right away. Like,
I have sneezed so hard it like cracked my back like a xylophone. That was great.
Oof.
I've also farted so hard I've cracked my back. So.
Fucking pelvis shatter.
Yeah. Like, I've, oh man, I farted myself awake when I've been sleeping. I come up like, what the f-? I was like, oh, I farted. That's what happened.
Man.
I was like, someone trying to break in. I was like, oh, something smells like, oh, I just farted. So,
well, there's nothing worse than a sneeze fart, because that fucking,
yeah,
gas
your body
comes out.
Yeah, no, you're pulling something.
Your asshole's pulling like 80 PSI for that split second. Like, it's nuts.
Moments for the Challenger explodes.
Yeah, the fucking O-ring. Yeah,
yeah.
Fissured, motherfucker.
It's exploding.
Yeah.
You're going to hell. You're going to meet God.
You're going to. What's that line from the guy you love? You're going to hell, motherfucker.
Oh, Keith David.
Yeah.
Welcome to hell, motherfucker. One day I'll nail a good Keith David screaming.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's just, you know. I love watching his interviews because he is he does theater, and he's like, hello, I am Keith David. And then he's like, oh yeah, also, like, my filmography is me scaring the shit out of everyone. God, he rules. Okay, here's our crumble champy champs.
Trevor Bauer.
No, we can't do him every week.
All right. We will say Daniel Vogelbach, because he fucking pimped a home run against Garrett Cole.
That was hilarious, and Garrett Cole got butthurt about it. He was like, I'm gonna put one in his ribs. I'm like, he won't feel it. Like, he won't. And if you two fought,
he'll absorb it.
If you two fought, Vogelbach's killing you. I'm confident, you know, he will fuck you up.
It's like an ogre fighting like Lord Farquaad, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that. Mine would be Mike Trout, because I think it's going to be his revenge season.
No.
You think he's going to start April off hitting like 450 with 12 homers, and it's like, guess what happened again?
He'll play 68 games this season.
68? Over under 100 games. Over, what do you think? You think he's going to play less than 100? Okay.
The guy's fucking cooked.
Well, he's not like cooked, but he's cooked. That's the weird thing.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, when he's healthy, he's the best player in the game. When he's healthy. Mm-hmm. That kind of sucks. Fuck the Angels for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the two were fucking, but who's our Pat Swans? Dronuses.
All right, we got Nick, Alex, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We got Cran.
We
got Bravo.
We got Bravo.
We got Jeff.
We got Jeff.
We got James.
We got Tyler.
Nick. We got
Tyler.
We have Nick.
We have Nick.
Alex, whatever the fuck. I know I said you first, but I'm confused. What's going
hey,
on?
Richie?
Richie.
Did you say Pat?
I haven't said Margarita Grandpa.
Margaritaville Grandpa Patrick.
Yeah. We love you, Patrick.
That's a good combo.
Is that everybody?
Yeah, I think that's nine people.
I think I wrangled up the Jays. We got the Jeff, the James.
You wrangled up the Jays, huh, yeah. Hitler? Was that what you did? Wild card. In our subdivision?
That's a Honda Civic. What the
It is
fuck?
a Honda Civic.
Damn.
Well,
Little
the lady who
flame.
patrols for the HOA is losing her mind right now. So, you know, the tattletale, the pet dog or the attack dog is this little old lady that goes around. That's who snitches.
That who says sh
That's,
schnitz?
she doesn't snitches, yeah.
Snit Snitzel?
She doesn't like, so we I guess neighbors are like a street over. They came in, I hooked them up, like upgraded them for Verizon. And I mean, the truth is they're black homeowners, so this lady, I'm betting, she tattles on them all the time for being like they're loud. I'm like, like, what do you
Does she
mean?
even live by them?
No, but it's
So,
I
I
was
mean.
like, you're black homeowners in a white subdivision. She's automatically like treats you guys like a fucking threat. So, but they gave me like all the tea. She's like, she comes up and down here. She tattles on that. She doesn't like that. She calls this. So if you ever get something from the HOA on that, it is that fucking bitch right there. And I'm
Better if
like,
that's your.
thank you.
We're about to report us for the grills.
That she is the one who reported this for the grills. So I actually need to go over and say hi to them because they were really cool customers and shit. So we can be like, we barbecue, we'll give you food. Like, we've been meaning to kind of, we've said that in passing. Like, let's see if neighbors want barbecue. So it'd
Well,
probably be nice. We
all I can say is
nice to
I'm
our
not making
community.
any fucking barbecue until Pit Boss gets their shit together.
Yeah, dude, they fucked
Send
Josh
me
in the
my fucking
butthole.
wheels, you cowards.
You fucking losers. That's who we're
Well,
fucking.
yeah, fuck Pit Boss, bro.
Fuck Pit Boss until we
I've
get
been
the.
waiting 3.5 fucking weeks for these goddamn
We
wheels.
got butts to smoke.
Go shit in a lake, Pit
We
Boss.
got hogs to snarf.
We got hogs to snarf. We got hogs to.
Crank.
Hogs to barf. God,
Yeah,
my
anyway,
body.
fuck Pit Boss. We. Yeah.